Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Janiyah Walker was enjoying her newfound summertime freedom on June 23, 2022. School was out for the summer, and Janiyah had a new job lined up at the local Milwaukee pizza shop called The Pizza Shuttle. Janiyah had recently turned 15 years old, and a summer job seemed perfect for this young girl, a young girl who had been struggling with some depression and some PTSD, but with regular visits to a therapist and a new job to help keep her spirits up, Janiyah's future looked bright. Janiyah is described as a quiet and shy girl, so working at the pizza shop may help her come out of her shell and give her some summer spending money. On the morning of Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, Janiyah's mother, Tanisha Howard, went in to say goodbye to Janiyah before leaving for work herself. Janiyah was lying in bed and told her mom that she would text her later. Throughout the day, the two exchanged a few texts. This was normal behavior. Janiyah and her mom spoke all throughout the day, every day. So when Janiyah suddenly went radio silent that afternoon, Tanisha was immediately concerned. Janiyah's father was scheduled to pick up Janiyah at 3:30 to take her to get her worker's permit finalized for the pizza shop. He showed up for his daughter, but he couldn't find her anywhere. She wasn't home and she wasn't answering her phone. He called Tanisha, who would come home and help search for their daughter. After not finding any signs of her that afternoon and into the evening, Janiyah was officially reported as missing. Janiyah had seemed to vanish into thin air. Where is Janiyah Walker? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing persons case. The story of Janiah Walker is terrifying. It's scary that something or someone can maybe lure away our teenagers into the unknown. It's scary that they can walk away from their homes and never be seen again. Did Janiah run away? Was she lured away? Some clues in her case will make you wonder. Her story reminds me a lot of Alicia Navarro and maybe even Michaela Bali or Asia Wilbon. If you aren't familiar with their stories, they are all teenagers who seem to plan to leave their homes, either by being persuaded to do so or for some other reason. Alicia was found alive living in another state when she turned 18 years old. Michaela has not yet been found, and Asia Wilbon has not yet been found either. There are so many stories just like theirs. Teenagers lured away from their homes and never seen again. Teens who could be in grave danger, and parents who spend all of their waking moments searching for their children. Thank you for being here, for being a listener of the show, and just helping us spread awareness and spread the word about these unsolved disappearances. Janiah Walker was born on May 15, 2007, and grew up with her family in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Janiah was the baby of the family, and because of this, she was often called by her nickname, Baby Girl. Her mom, Tanisha, describes Janiah as quiet, shy, soft-spoken, and angelic. She is also extremely intelligent and smart. Janiah does suffer from some depression and PTSD, and she did have a therapist to help her through these times. Being 15 years old can be hard enough, but it sounds like Janiah had some additional struggles. It also sounds like her family helped her and provided her with much love and support to get her through these times. Janiah had a new job lined up, and with regular visits with her therapist, she was taking steps towards a bright future. By all accounts, it seems they were doing everything right. The disappearance. On the morning of June 23rd, 2022, Tanisha Howard walked into her youngest daughter's bedroom to say goodbye before heading to work. Janiah was still in bed, but awake, and she said she'd call or text her mom later. Janiah had no plans that day, at least until 3:30 p.m., when her dad would come pick her up so they could go get her work permit finalized for her new job at the pizza shuttle. Throughout the day, Janiah and her mom spoke via text a few times. This was normal behavior. The two were very close and they talked often. Until suddenly, Janiah stopped responding to her. Tanisha was instantly worried and felt something was wrong. Sometimes teenagers don't always immediately respond to their parents, but not Janiah. Tanisha had that motherly intuition kick in that something wasn't right. Meanwhile, Janiah's father shows up as planned at 3:30 p.m. to pick up his daughter. First, he texts her that he is there waiting for her. He receives no answer. He tries calling, also no answer. He knocks on the door. He is met with only silence. He calls Tanisha at work and asks her where Janiah is. When he explains that he is there at the apartment, but he can't find her, nor can he reach her by phone, Tanisha's concern for her daughter escalates. She comes home and starts looking for Janiah. This is extremely out of character for her daughter. Looking around the home, she sees nothing out of the ordinary. When her parents can't find Janiah and her phone continues to go unanswered, they call the Milwaukee Police Department to report their 15-year-old daughter missing. Janiah Walker had disappeared. The search and investigation. Authorities responded to Janiah's apartment and took the missing person report from her parents. Of course, since she was 15 years old, law enforcement believed her to be a runaway. And while she very well may have been, her parents were not backing down in the search for Janiah. If she had run away, she would have had to have had help. She didn't have much or any money. And with her very shy and quiet nature, she wouldn't make it out in the streets alone. After some sleuthing on both the investigators' part and Janiyah's family, they learned a couple of important details. First, Janiyah is caught on a nearby Ring doorbell camera at around 2:30 p.m. This neighbor was near the intersection of East Reservoir Avenue and North Buffum Street. Google Maps tells me this is a 2-minute walk from where her apartment was located over on East Brown Street, so it's likely that she'd left her home just before 2:30 p.m. The image of Janiyah is clear enough to tell it's definitely her and to easily identify what she's wearing and, most importantly, what she is carrying, an army green large backpack. Tanisha said she has never seen that backpack before. However, the more she thought about it, she recalls Janiyah receiving an Amazon package a couple of weeks prior. The package was large, and Janiyah told her that it was for an upcoming camping trip. Tanisha thought that was a little strange, but dismissed it and ultimately forgot about it until that moment of seeing Janiyah on the Ring camera. Was that backpack one she had received in the mail just a couple of weeks earlier? Janiyah is not the type to run away, but had she planned this? And if so, why? They did not discover any additional video of Janiyah, but they were able to learn that Janiyah did send a text message to her therapist at 3:27 p.m., a text that said she was running away. There are a ton of unanswered questions here. Did the therapist ever indulge any additional information? Could they even indulge it? And very importantly, what about Janiyah's cell phone records? She clearly had her phone with her. Can her movements be tracked? Was her GPS tracking her? Can we tell who she was in communication with? I do suspect authorities might have some of this information, but it has never been shared with the public. As days turned into weeks and then months, there were no additional clues as to Janiyah's whereabouts. No one heard from her after that 3:30 text message to her therapist. No one saw Janiyah after that 2:30 Ring doorbell video. No one that has spoken up anyway. Sade Robinson. 2 years later, in April of 2024, a young 19-year-old by the name of Sade Robinson vanishes. Sade lived in the same area of town as Janiyah, and coincidentally, or maybe not, Sade worked at the Pizza Shuttle, the same one where Janiyah was starting her summer job. In fact, it was said that Sade had actually started training Janiyah right before Janiyah disappeared. On April 1st, 2024, Sade goes on a first date with an older man, a 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson. They go to dinner at the Twisted Fisherman, head to a nearby bar afterwards for some drinks, and then they head over to his place. Sade doesn't come home that night or the next day, and friends and family can't reach her. Authorities are notified, as this was not typical behavior for Sade. That same day, April 2nd, a passerby finds a human leg bone at a local park and calls the police. An investigation into those remains begins at the same time as a missing person investigation continues for Sade Robinson. It is quickly learned that that leg bone belongs to Sade, and her car is soon found burned near 29th Street and Lisbon. Surveillance video catches Maxwell leaving the scene, actually walking away from the burning car. Maxwell's apartment is searched and Sade's personal items are found, along with some blood evidence. The rest of Sade's remains would be found along a remote beach on Lake Michigan. Maxwell Anderson is arrested and charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson. His motive is unclear at this time, although authorities have announced that they do believe that he had planned Sade's murder for a few weeks leading up to their date. His trial is scheduled for December of 2024, and I'm sure we will learn more details as that date nears and as the trial commences. So I'm sure you are wondering, what exactly does this have to do with Janaya? Is there a connection to Janaya? Or why are we even talking about Sade in Janaya's story? While many people do believe that they could be related, even though they happen 2 years apart, first, Janaya and Sade are both young, very attractive Black females who lived in the same area of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Both girls worked at the pizza shuttle when they disappeared. There was unidentified blood found in Maxwell's apartment, blood that matched neither Sade or Maxwell. Many do believe that Maxwell had likely had other victims. I agree, there are suspicious circumstances here. The only thing that gives me pause is how Sade was murdered and found. If he had done something like this before, would he be so sloppy in his killing of Sade and disposing of her car, belongings, and ultimately her? Sade's story is horrible and tragic and shouldn't even be a story. This should never have happened. There was no reason to kill this beautiful young woman with her whole life ahead of her. No reason at all. And I pray that we have justice for Sade and her family very soon. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee is Wisconsin's most populated city, located in the southeastern corner of the state. In 2022, the population was around 560,000 residents. Milwaukee sits on the shores of Lake Michigan, the second largest, volume-wise anyway, of the five Great Lakes. It's also the only Great Lake that does not share a boundary with Canada, and it remains 100% within the United States. It is a massive water source. Janaya was specifically from the 400 block of East Brown Street. From there, she was seen walking south towards the river. Then she vanishes. No one has come forward reported seeing her after that. So did she get into a car? Looking at the map, she's about 2 miles from a Greyhound bus station. Could she have made it there and gotten onto a bus? Did she even have an ID to do so? But again, no one reported seeing her get on a bus there either. Milwaukee is also known for having a much higher crime rate than similar-sized U.S. cities. Neighborhood Scout rates Milwaukee as a 2, meaning that it is safer than only 2% of other U.S. cities. Not a good rating. They also state that your chances of becoming a victim of a violent crime in Milwaukee is 1 in 66. However, Milwaukee police have announced that there have been great improvements in crime rates throughout the years. Specifically, murders and carjackings have decreased in the last few years. But there is one category that has increased significantly since 2022, human trafficking. In fact, from 2022 to 2023, human trafficking increased 43% in Milwaukee. And that's what we can identify. Certainly many trafficking situations go undetected. This big increase happened starting in the beginning of 2022 and carried on through the end of 2023. Janaya vanished in June of 2022, right in the throes of this epidemic in Milwaukee. Could Janaya have been a victim of human trafficking? So what do you think happened to Janaya Walker that day? Did she run away? Was she lured away? Is she still out there? Is she in need of help? Or did someone bring her harm? Is there a possibility that Maxwell Anderson could be connected to her disappearance? We must keep sharing Janaya's story. Someone out there knows something, and it is very possible this girl is out there and in need of help. It didn't seem there was any reason for her to run away from her family, and if she had chosen to do so for whatever reason, I'd hope that she would have at least contacted them at some point to let them know that she is okay. But she hasn't, and that is extremely troublesome. Janaya is described as a Black female standing 5'1" tall and weighing around 110 pounds when she was last seen on June 23rd, 2022. Janaya was 15 years old then and would today be 17. She was last seen on that video surveillance, that Ring doorbell camera, wearing a green Adidas t-shirt, blue jeans, and blue and white shoes. She was also carrying that mysterious large green backpack. Janaya wore her hair in long braids the day she left, and she has brown eyes. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Janaya Walker, please contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7405. Anyone in need of help with human trafficking, I urge you to contact the Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or visit humantraffickinghotline.org. You can also show your support to the family by following along on her Facebook group they set up for her. You can find that by searching Janaya Walker Missing. Help us find her. Thank you for listening to Janaya's story today and helping us raise awareness about her story. Her family continues to hope and pray for answers, and I hope they get them soon. The not knowing is pure agony. If you have any feedback for us or case suggestions, please reach out to us on the socials. All of those links can be found in the show notes. Or you can email me anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. I want to give a huge welcome and shout out to Maria, our newest Patreon member. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting our mission. Patreon is where you can find bonus and subscriber episodes, as well as ad-free versions of our regular weekly episodes. The link to our Patreon can also be found in the show notes. If you are interested in more missing person cases, be sure to follow the blog over on our website at wherearethepodcast.com. You can also find our contact info there and all of our past episodes as well. Thank you again for listening to Janaya's story today. A young girl whose family is left wondering what happened to their daughter, their sister, their friend. Someone out there has to know something. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.